This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this podcast, Changing Our Ways. Sometimes we all wish we could change our ways, change our life, change our habits. But change just doesn't come easy for some of us. Mac MacGyver, my neighbor, was one of those. Change was impossible. Roy Ingham, a friend of mine, offers us a different example. Their stories illustrate the power of habits and any attempt to change them. Mac MacGyver was retired for 25 years. The last few years of his life, his doctor kept telling him to do this or that, have a medical test or one or the other. Mac refused. He liked to sit on the back porch in the sun and listen to the Seattle Mariners baseball games. If there was no game on, he would listen to talk radio. He smoked cigars and sat still. He wouldn't even walk across the road to look at the ocean and sunset. He died sitting in that chair, in the sun, listening to the ball game. He was 85. Not a bad way to go. We tend to develop daily routines. I suppose it's because we feel the routine is worthwhile. Aristotle knew that and advised us to take care with the routines that we establish. We are habitual creatures, he said. He claimed that we are good people because we have developed good habits. I believe that. I know that I'm a creature of habit. Most of us think about what we want to do with our life and then develop habits that fulfill those thoughts. I suppose not all of us do that. Some of us probably just fall into one thing or another. We don't sit down and consider just exactly what we want to do with our lives. Then we wake up someday and realize the changes should have been made. Over 5 years ago, I received a letter from Roy Ingham, an old friend. He was rearranging his life. He wrote his life story, so to speak, and came to some conclusions about how he should live. He decided to change his habits. He was in his 80s. Here's what he planned for the future. Listen to music daily for at least 1/2 hour. It will not count if the music is being listened to as background music. He cannot busy himself with other things. I will sit and give my full attention to the music, he says. Number 2, read poetry for 1/2 hour each day. 3, beat a framed drum, similar to ones used by First Nations people in Canada, for 30 minutes. It has the effect of putting my mind at rest, he says. Number 4, work at my pottery for at least 6 hours per week. Roy's been throwing pots for over 20 years. This will be a continuation of a habit he long ago established. Number 5, commune with nature for 30 minutes each day by taking walks on the beach or in the woods. Number 6, take a 1 hour nap each day. And then he goes on, at 84, this is becoming a necessity. He says, not just a pleasurable activity. It sounds like he's already practicing this one. Number 7, exercise about 4 hours per week, 3 of these swimming. Roy has been doing this for over 20 years. Again, it is a habit that he seems happy with. He wants to continue it. Number 8, in my relationships with the world, both human and non-human, I will attempt to love, honor, and respect the other. I will not seek ways to control any of the others to whom I relate. Number 9, practice yoga or tai chi 2 hours each week. And number 10, change the content of my reading from the present ratio of 90% nonfiction to 90% fiction, mainly novels and poetry. He ends by saying, "I have already begun to enact some of them and plan to become engaged fully in the proposed program within the next month, or about the time of my 85th birthday." Now for an update. Roy had just celebrated his 90th birthday. I called and asked how he did in his effort to change his ways at 85. As for listening for music 1 hour each day, his response, fair, 30%. There are days I don't listen to any music, but when I do listen, it is never background. And how about beating a drum 1/2 hour each day? He has not done that. The drum is on the wall, but I've been doing it about 5%. Reading poetry every day? I have gone for weeks without poetry. And as for doing pottery 6 hours each week, yes, 100%. The pottery is going great. As for communing with nature for 30 minutes each day by taking walks on the beach or in the woods, 3%. I haven't had a walk in 3 months. Now in June, July, and August, I walked 3 days each week. When I'm in Washington State, living in the woods, but here in Sarasota, I don't walk. And as for taking a 1 hour nap each day, he says, 110%. I never miss the nap. As for exercise, 100%. Swim 3 days a week for 40 minutes. Keeps my body in pretty good working order. Some weeks I do 30 to 40 minutes of strength training. In his relationship with the world, both human and non-human, he would attempt to love, honor, and respect the others. And his response today, 100%. It's getting to the point where I do it without effort. And his goal to practice yoga or Tai Chi 2 hours each week? 0%. Never happened. I do stretch exercises 4 days a week. And the goal to change the content of his reading from 90% nonfiction to 90% fiction, mainly novels and poetry? 60 to 70% success. I read a lot of novels, nonfiction. He summed up his efforts to change with routine of everyday life weighs against accomplishing all of these changes. It's hard to break habits, and I found something else that took much of my time. I spent a lot of my time writing my play. I've been working on it for 8 or 10 years, and it is really almost finished. I'm very happy with it. One thing I liked about his response to my questions was how he fired back the answers. He never hesitated, not for a second. One thing is for sure, his mind is as good as ever. I think Roy did a pretty good job deciding to change habits. It's difficult at any age. At age 85, he made some major changes. His effort illustrates one thing for sure. You're never too old to change. This is Retirement Talk with Something to Think About. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.